Well, right off the bat, how does it feel to kind of get over this hurdle with new ownership, and what's the feeling in the building?
Well, it's been pretty good. I mean, you know, we're just waiting here on the boat, you know, so that everything's been pretty much settled in. So we'll see. But, you know, it's kind of nice having some, you know, some closure on that.
There's reports that you and Marty both met with him at different times to talk football, and I'm wondering what those were like and what the impression was.
Well, we really haven't met formally or anything
right.
like that. We've just,
yeah.
you know, pretty much in passing. And we really haven't been able to get down to the details of it yet. So, you know, but all in due time, and, you know, it'll be, I think it'll be really good. He really seems like a football guy, you know, having had 5% of the Steelers. So, you know, he's been around, he understands it.
Ron, what have you seen out of an older guy like CJ, who to me, arguing is in his prime, and seeing his development throughout the league and what you can pass on to the younger running?
Well, you know, it's kind of neat having a guy that does have some background and some success in this league. So it'll be good. I think it'll be good for Christian. It'll be good for Cap and the rest of the young guys, because you do see some of that those veteran qualities come out. And it's been good watching him interact with those young guys.
Have you seen, you know, obviously he has layers upon layers, and he said it doesn't matter when you guys had to start for, he's going to keep that. Have you had a bit of a chuckle about what he's in for and what a lot of these guys are in for heading to South Carolina this summer?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, a lot of the young guys really don't know what to expect, and they're kind of feeling their way around through this right now. You know, and a veteran guy, though, he'll know what to expect to a certain degree, but it's a different environment. So, you know, I think they'll all get a good sense based on what we do in the OTAs and mini camps in the next couple weeks.
Ron, in a couple hours, I guess it could be a change officially in ownership with the team. Have you met David Tepper?
Yes, I've met Mr. Tepper a few times, you know, a couple times in passing. One time I had to do a formal presentation as far as the team was concerned. I did it for all the ownership groups that came in. And you know, and as I said earlier, you know, he's got a sense and a feel for football. He's been around it. You know, he owned a small percentage of the Steelers. So he's got a feel. So it was good. And, you know, eventually I know we'll sit down and we'll talk some football and we'll talk about this team.
Looked like a positive step for Luke being out there flying around a little bit.
Well, for the most part right now, he's doing all the individual stuff and continuing his rehab. You know, things have gone well, and pretty excited about having all the other guys back as well.
Is Kenyon healthy? I saw him on the side working.
No, he's, you know, he's really getting himself back into shape more so than anything else. You know, being on the sidelines waiting for, you know, somebody to sign him. He really had a chance to work, and now he's just getting, you know, into it. So we don't want to rush a guy through anything and have him get hurt. So we've had him off the sign working his conditioning with RV and the guys.
And Curtis looked like he was moving around really well
yes.
today.
Good to see Curtis. Curtis really has done a nice job. He's moving well, and, you know, we'll continue to increase his workload as we go through this.
Obviously, you don't want to put pressure on a guy to rush back or anything like that, but do you think he might feel the heat a little bit with the receivers you guys have brought in the room?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to do for all the positions is just create that competition and have them push each other. But, you know, Kurtz is doing a great job, and there's no need for him to hurry or rush, you know, put himself in harm's way. He's just going to continue to do what he's doing, you know, do what the trainers ask of him. And, you know, he's going to be fine. He's a heck of a football player. He showed that last year, and it's good to see him moving around doing some things.
Ron, speaking of those receivers, you mentioned wanting to bring in a lot of speed consistently throughout the offseason, and a guy who sort of has a different skill set is Bug Howard. What have you seen out of him so far?
Bug's that good-sized receiver that you do like to have part of what you do. He's a big target. He's a good catch radius. You know, he runs well. So, again, guys like that have chances in this league. I mean, that's why we went out and got Torrey. You know, that's why we have Devin Funches. You know, we need guys with big catch radiuses, and then you add on some of the other guys you have, you know, and you get a chance to watch Demir run his routes with his quickness, and you watch, you know, DJ, you know, stepping up and doing some good things as a rookie. So, you know, feel good about that group as a whole.
And this time last year, Cam Newton wasn't even throwing the ball.
No.
So to be able to get on the same page with those guys, how crucial is that?
That's very crucial. It's very critical they come in and work their timing and get a sense and feel for each other, and it was good to see. It was really good to watch.
Obviously, you don't want to count your chickens here, but the sense of optimism about having a healthy starting quarterback entering spring workouts, I mean, it looks like you feel optimistic.
Yes, I'm optimistic, and we won't count our chickens. We'll count our eggs.
Excuse me.
Oh, you're not a country
girl. Is that what came first?
Yeah, you're not a country girl. No, I don't. But I am excited about having him out here throwing the ball and developing that. But it's good for us. I mean, it's good to have us out competing against one another and working on the timing elements of what we do. It's good to watch you know, the new coordinators interact with everybody and have them develop that feel for everybody.
The veteran core of this team is basically back. I mean, most of the veterans. But, you know, you still brought in a lot of new faces, running back, cornerback, safety. I mean, can you speak to the new faces that you brought in, what you feel like you guys did in free agency? And
well, you look at what we did with the receiving core, you know, bringing in Jarius, bringing in and Smith. You know, we wanted some veteran guys that have a feel for what it takes, and we knew we were going to add some young talent, but we needed some guys that are established in this league to come out and help. And I think, you know, Botarian and Jarius are guys that can do that in the receiver room. You look at the running back thing with CJ, and as I mentioned earlier, here's a veteran guy that has success in this league that can share that with our young running back. So you feel confident and comfortable there. You know, on the offensive line, we've got to plug the hole that was left, you know, losing Andrew Norwell. So we'll see with the guys that we brought in to compete there. In the secondary, you know, we haven't had the same starting secondary ever since I've been here. And we've got to find that. We've got to find some continuity at that position. So we brought in some veteran guys that have had success. And that's a big part of it. You know, we had to fill the hole that Star left, you know, with Don Terry, and he's done a great job assimilating to what we do. So feel really comfortable about the veteran guys we brought in. Now it's about getting the young guys, and not just this year's rookie class, but last year's rookie class. A group of those guys have got to step up because they got an opportunity right now.
You're surprised you were able to get CJ for what you did. I mean, a one-year deal. I mean, he's a 1,000-yard rusher.
Yes, he is, and that was one of the things that we were looking for. I mean, you know, Marty and them were trying to do some things in the draft as well. But you know, that wasn't able to come through, and CJ was a guy that they had targeted early on as well. So it worked very nicely, and I thought Marty and his group did a great job bringing guys in that have fit very nicely into what we're trying to do. And you know, we got to continue to develop these guys.
Hearing players talk about Norv a little bit seems very detail oriented.
Yes.
Even guys like Greg have been doing stuff the same way very well for the last decade. Are very pleased with how detail-oriented he seems.
Well, it's one of the things that happens. You bring a fresh set of eyes, a different set of eyes. I mean, on the offensive, defensive side, we've done it, you know, the last couple of years. Now we've got an opportunity to do it with the offensive side, and we're seeing some different reactions to it, which is always a good thing.
Was it Norv's idea to bring Troy Aikman in?
Yes. You know, Norv and Troy have a relationship from way back, and it's good to have a guy like that around her. I mean, an opportunity for our players to see a Hall of Famer, and you know, it would be kind of nice to see some of those guys go up and talk to them and ask them about what it takes to be a champion in this league, to be a Hall of Famer. And that was, I think, one of the really cool things about it. You know, it's one of the things that happened in this league is you have relationships. And when you have relationships with people like that, it's good to have them around. I mean, you know, and I'm hoping to have a few more of some of the former players that played here and a few former players that played in the league to come by. And, you know, those guys are always welcome.
How have Norv and Cam started to find each other's rhythm? And I know you said Cam was maybe a little nervous at first about working with them.
Yeah, I think we're through that part right now, as you can tell by the way he's acting. But I think the thing about it is they're starting to get that feel. And the nice thing that I think that Cam gets is that Norv's here to help. And you know, I was fortunate enough to have been around Coach for 4 years and got a chance to see how he deals with guys, especially a guy like Phillip Rivers. So, you know, they're developing that rapport that I think is going to be very important.
What does that do for a quarterback being able to be fully healthy this time of year, especially a leader on the team? The stress release, it kind of seems like maybe that's a whole different world.
It takes a lot of pressure off him in terms of not practicing.
Yeah.
You know, being right in the middle of it with everybody, being able to help set the tone and tempo for the team, I think is really important. And that's what he's doing right now. And, you know, I don't know if you guys heard it, but he and TD were at it again. So that's, you know, here we go.
All right. Thank
cool.
You. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, man. I didn't realize it was going to be.